views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is August the 27th, 2018. We have a live show for you today, and would love for you to get in on the conversation. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And would love for you to get in on today's show at any given time. So very, very easy. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. Also, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Networking. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. blacktalkradionetwork.com. Hit the donation prompt. That will keep the overall. Your donations is what's going to keep the network on air and doing what it needs to do and being able to be present here in the future. So definitely, please be a part of that. Support the network because it is definitely something that is needed, okay? So you can do that at www.blacktalkradionetwork. Make a donation to keep the network on air because there is a monetary cost in having Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by the network. Also, you can support the network by being a part of a social media outlet known as BTR Community. It is a social media outlet that was put together for the holistic use of your social media activities in a more efficient and effective way that doesn't adversely affect you as the other ones do. It will not sell your identity to any seeker, and it is a place where your overall data mining is minimized because it's only as a membership. So it's not like FedBook where everyone can just look up anything about you and tell everything else and the all of the things that you should be not disclosing about yourself is actually harvested for a lot of good data reasons, and it adversely affects you. So you, and also they all, you know, the platform of FedBook actually monetizes your overall activities and your engagement to their benefit, not to yours. Okay. It is a form of enslavement, economic enslavement. They use your energy. They don't give anything to you and they benefit from it. Okay. So you can leave that and become a part of BTR Community for only $24 a year. And you can post things about yourself, your business, or things that you think need to have more exposure or things that you like to engage in or talk about. And, you know, it's something that's a holistic way that the actual platform was put together for you, and it's there for you. So only $24 a year, and then you could post things to be beneficial to you economically within reason. And it is a membership, so, you know, the likelihood of you being data mined is very, very highly unlikely. So come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year, and that will support the network. Also, you need to get into real money. You need to go to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT. Check out what's in inventory there. Then exchange your cash for real money while you still can. Get your currency and get real money. Get out of debt. And one of the first and most important ways, the most important way of getting out of debt is to minimize and make sure is to have money. If you have money, that means that you are actually mitigating the liabilities of debt. Without money, that means that the overall liabilities of debt, you're the burden bearer, okay? So before you pay anything off, you have to convert out of debt. And that's converting your currency into real money. It's not the other way around. Just because you pay off your bills doesn't mean that you're out of debt. You're in the probably you're in the most worst form of debt is that you are holding on to currency. That is a debt instrument. Read the paper. It's right there in front of you. Okay? Read and understand what it is that you are reading. They're not lying to you. They're telling you exactly how they're actually disenfranchising your overall energy in you as an individual and how they're using and enslaving you. It's right there on the overall currency known as the dollar bill. It says this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private, meaning whoever holds it, it holds as a promissory note who is enslaved to the economy. You are in debt. If you have cash in the bank that you have as savings, you're having debt. And this is really, really critical, and we'll touch on a little part of this. But before we do that, we got Pastor Keith is with us again as well. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation anytime, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Let me just say this, very, very important. You know, you hear about getting out of debt. But let me first finish the advertisements, then I'll do that. Also, there is a legacy wealth management family structuring seminar that's going to be going on. If you'd like to be a part of that in the Dallas area, if you're in Dallas or you'd like to come to Dallas, just email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. wolf6pack1@gmail.com. We'll send you the information for the overall seminar. I will actually be presenting on Sunday. So come on down, and it's very, very important that you do, because you have to be structured completely and correctly to have the benefits of things. So that's some of the things that we have on the agenda, the administrative things. And now we're going to get into what's in the news and get into our show. And I'll finish what I was talking about with debt. Very, very important part of significant. And I would just say to you, big up to my man. I want to say a couple of things. Big up to Carlos. Thank you, Carlos, for the suggestion. And thank you for my man. Carlos sent me some things. And I was talking about how there's going to be a huge, huge, massive move to get people out of their silver and gold and real money and get them into currency. And he sent me some publications of some events that are going on in the Southern California area. I'm kind of familiar with that area, very familiar with it. And yes, these things are happening and they're expanding. So I appreciate the clippings and everything else, Carlos, and the suggestion that you gave. I am going to be using that going forward. Thank you so much, Ruck. And also want to say thanks my man Jambone, and thanks TK, and thank all of you as well. So, all right, so let's get into what's in the news. Today is the 27th, 2018, August, and it is part two of the 40-year wage gap can't be made up. It has been the perfect storm is the name of today's show. And we're going to continue in that because it's very, very important. So we're going to jump into that, but let's get into some of the articles and what's in the news, and we'll get into today's show. First article I got from Reuters, Mexico and the U.S. likely hours away from agreement on NAFTA. And let me just say this. It's a facade, I definitely think. Watch how the ebb and flow of things is. It gives the appearance of one thing, but watch, it's going to, in my opinion, it's going to turn disastrous. So check out that article from Reuters. Next article got from Business Insider. North Korea state newspaper claims the U.S. is secretly plotting to unleash a war while continuing to negotiate with a smile on his face. Of course, it always has done that, and it always will do that. This whole thing in the Korean Peninsula will become a major, major significant part again. Critical article here from Sputnik News. Germany foreign minister, finance minister, says Europe should react to U.S. sanctions targeting Russia, China, and Turkey. Very, very important. The head of German Committee on Eastern European Economic Relations warned that the prospect for German and Russia's trade are still marred by new U.S. anti-Russian sanctions, which are dangerous because they can target European partners of Russian companies. Another indication of how NATO will be breaking up and how Germany and wherever Germany go, France has to go, and they will always follow Germany's overall direction, and how the overall allies will turn to enemies, and how they'll leave NATO and go to the BRIC nations. It is definitely picking up there. Another article that was posted, Business Insider: the Pope refuses to comment on bombshell allegation of sexual abuse cover-ups amidst calls for his resignation. So check out that article from Business Insider. Also, the largest overall prison, excuse me, one second. Uh-oh. One second here. The largest, The largest country, the largest prison strike is going on right now, and definitely should be the overall, they're striking against the overall economic treatment in subjugation and enslavement from the terms of imprisonment. And that is something that Scotty's been advocating, and he's been an abolition of for a very, very long time. So definitely it's there. It's happening. It's the largest strike in U.S. history that's going on. Big ups to all of you that have been following it. I saw it over the weekend as well. And I knew it will be thoroughly, thoroughly covered and actually dissected by Scotty. So definitely stay tuned for that with Scotty, and, you know, find out about it and see what it all, and it's not, it's, you know, it's really a image of and a reflection of what's really happening in all spheres and sectors that we are subjugated to. So definitely very important thing that's going on there, so check that out as well. Next article I got from, this one comes from, comes from Press TV. U.S. military mulls South African mission to keep China out. So check out that article, and there's a big push to, and this is a geopolitical territorial push for the overall trade wars that will turn into a shooting war, that will turn into World War III, that will lead to global GNW1, which I termed as Global Nuclear War One in the modern times. This is all happening right now. Everyone is taking their places and claiming in making their relationships, and the U.S. is losing traction globally in that overall effort. Next article was actually a YouTube video from Friday, and we talked about this a while ago. We broke the story that the Navy was bringing back the Second Fleet, and we broke that here with you a couple of months ago, and the significance and importance of that in bringing that back, and that actually got fully commissioned over the weekend on Friday. The YouTube video is right there, so that you can see the overall celebrity figurehead of the overall acts of depopulation known as war that's going on there. Then also there's an article from Navy Times, Back to the Future with the Second Fleet. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Woody, but he doesn't wear a cowboy hat or rides a horse. He's the Vice Admiral Andrew Woody Lewis, a highly decorated combat aviator who took command of the Navy's reestablished Second Fleet during Friday's ceremony aboard the aircraft carrier George H.W. Told you all and brought this to you and told you the significance of it all, why this is happening, is because the overall war is going to kick off, and they couldn't have World War III jump off without the Second Fleet, which is tasked with the overall Atlantic Sea or the Eastern Seaboard, protecting the Eastern Seaboard and up into different parts of the Arctic and everything else without that happening. And so it is, these are the steps to major confrontation. You don't just put a second fleet together within 1 year, unless the announcement came only a couple of months ago that we broke here, and now 2 months later, and it was said that they would be up and running by August, and it was in June that we broke the story. You don't just put a whole second fleet together with all the personnel and what that requires and make such a commitment to that unless there is an omen or an anonymous sign of what's to come. So check out that. Next article I got from TASS, which is a Russian publication. U.S. preparing new strikes on Syrian government facilities, Russian defense minister said. And Russia said they will be taking the appropriate measures against the U.S. Next article from Free Malaysia Today. U.S. said to warn Russia of Assad's hit if chemical arms are used. U.S. official, and it was celebrity figurehead John Bolton, national security advisor. U.S. officials, and he was one of the main ones that said information Assad may be planning another chemical attack in northern western province of Idlib, and this is in Syria. The U.S. has told Russia it is ready to use strong military action against Syria if President Bashar Assad uses chemical weapons to recapture the country's last rebel-held area. Man. Another incident, this happened earlier in the year and is going to be coming back. And this is how the war is expanding, because of Nordic Stream 2 and because of Europe's maintaining the relationship with Iran and also with Russia and China and Turkey and all of this. This is how the overall footprints and lies to get in the war is going to jump off. So we'll touch some of that today as well. Next article from Sputnik News. Gold-backed ruble could become game changer for world's monetary system. Why is that so important? Because that plays right into everything with Germany is establishing a new pay system. Here it is. It's going to be back in China. Is back in their currency with gold. The U.S. will be backing their currency with gold. That's HR 5404. And it's not that they're doing it for your benefit, is that they're actually going to be forced to do it because they are going to win the currency war. And the currency war is won this way. In a currency war, the winner is the one, the U.S. will lose the currency war. And it's just the opposite, and that's why I said that the actual loser of the currency war means that your overall dollar or currency strengthens while everyone else weakens, which means you've lost. And how that plays out is this way. It's kind of like you. Whenever you go shopping, if someone has much, much higher prices for something, you don't purchase from them. You go to the one that's more reasonably priced, or you don't. What should really happen is that you should never be price sensitive, but you should be aware of value. And so, because you can hide overall price sensitivity to actually debase people in the overall fluctuation of currency, but value can never, ever, ever be compromised. It has to be hidden and deceptively disguised away from the people. So, in a currency war, the loser is the one with the stronger currency, and the U.S. dollar is gaining strength, meaning they've lost the currency war. Okay, and losing the currency war, that means that people would rather go and get a better deal and have more for their overall purchase in the currency somewhere else. They can't do that with the dollar because the dollar strength is hurting them. They'll be giving up more, and the dollar will be gaining, so they will be losing. And since you lose the currency war, this is why you heard the U.S. always calling China a currency manipulator, because they keep weakening their currency. They weaken their currency because they're gaining trade relationships and trade deals and economic relationships that are going to go forward into the future. You can't do it with the U.S. at its dollars, because their U.S. dollar exploits you and everyone else around the world. So check out that article. Huge, huge article. We'll touch on that as well. Next article from Free Thought Project. Sorry, America. McCain was no hero. Here's a list of wars he begged for that proves it. And celebrity figurehead Senator McCain was not a war hero. In my opinion, he was actually a war a violator or monger as well. And it was, you know, he was a war criminal in my estimation. And it's a lot of there to prove it. So check out that article as well. Next article from Press TV. Iran and Syria sign new defense cooperation deal. Huge story there. Has a lot of importance. Next one from Geopolitical Alert. Idlib will be the final test of Turkey-Russian cooperation in Syria. Yes, it's so true. And this is, means it's Turkey has already set, basically left NATO, and they've asked to join BRICS. Can't be a BRIC nation and really be a NATO ally. So they're going to be leaving NATO and joining because the U.S. is actually attacking Turkey's economy right now because they have repatriated their gold. Then there's a YouTube video about the overall significant battle in Syria that you should check out that was put together by Algier. Next article from Business Insider. Fed Chairman Powell says he sees interest rates rising gradually. And this is critical for you all because this is the overall hyperinflation that's coming on. And really want to touch on this and significance of that in a minute. Next article, I got this one from Bloomberg. EU looks, let me just pull this up. This is really a significant part of today's show. EU looking to sidestep U.S. sanctions with payment system. We talked about this a little bit last week, but guess what? Remember what I said, wherever Germany goes, France has to go? Well, lo and behold, Europe must avoid being a vessel continent, French minister says. Told you all. Now they are saying this as well. And this is for EU looks to sidestep U.S. sanctions with payment system plan. And this is talking about what France is saying about that. Very, very significant article that is the purge of the U.S. Next article. The coming year-long trade war with China. Check out that article. Another significant, very, very important article from the BIS. BIS, Carstens warns of economic risk of protectivism. And if you don't know who BIS is, you should know because they are the central bank of all central banks. Critical knowing what it is that they do. And then the last is I put in the BIS speech that was done at Jackson Hole on Friday, significant about what's talked about. They talk about some very, very major problems from protectivism that's going to be coming. And they said pain and no gain. There's going to be a lot of pain and no gain. They're telling you in Bank of International Settlement, when they talk, you should be listening because they are the central bank of central banks. And read between the lines. What they are. They are one of the four city states in the world. The three city states you may be familiar with is the fourth. Well, it's really two that you're familiar with, and it's two that most people are unfamiliar with, and the fourth one they're really unfamiliar with. And the city states are Washington, D.C., the Vatican, the City of London, which most people aren't familiar with, but it's one of the city states. And the fourth one out of Brisbane, Switzerland, is BIS, Bank of International Settlement. So, very significant what they said, and you should all be aware of that. So that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Go ahead, mute your
can you hear phone. Me, Dave?
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I wanted to go back. Can you repeat what you said about the China story? The UN is trying to do what to China?
Which story was it, Scotty?
It was referencing China and possibly Africa. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, we did that one a little while back. I don't think it was in this today's.
Yes, you just read it. Let me try to find it. And I had saw another article that you pointed about the U.S. Military mull South Africa missions to keep China out.
Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, but there was another one also referencing China, but it was something else, man. I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, Scotty's absolutely right. I knew what he was talking about because there was some there was an article that we posted and they kind of go together. So this one is U.S. military to step up South American role and power competition with China. But they're also doing it, and Scotty is right, they're doing it in Africa on the continent as well. And we posted an article about that as well. And I believe it was CAR, was one of the countries. And so, yeah,
How can the United States keep China out of South America if they're invited in by those countries? That makes no sense, man. And this, to me, just speaks of a desperation type move to save capitalism or what have you. You know, not saying that capitalism is going to be extinct or anything like that, but you know, because China practices a form of capitalism, it's just their domestic policies are based on socialism. But in terms of their international trade and all of that, that's capitalism. So, but anyway, I'm just saying, man, I wonder if people paying attention to this. And you had said something about the United Nations was doing something or investigating something. I had to find it later, Dave, but I'm just...
Yeah, I remember it too, Scotty. I remember it too. I can't... It's probably going to catch me later because, you know, you and I go through so much stuff because what happens is, as you know, Scotty, when you start putting this stuff together from reading articles, you're like, oh, yeah, this one ties into this article and that article. And it was probably about human rights violations that the U.S. was being accused of by the United Nations, and it ties into all of these. Because I'm going to tell you, one of the things in this article, it says that nations without allies dies. And the U.S. is losing all of its allies. So that's the demise of... United States.
Let me read this, Dave, but I'm glad you mentioned that because I've been debating it, not really debating it, but I've been trying to tell people that, and let me just be straight up, that black people cannot be an island in this world. Black Americans cannot be an island in this world in terms of struggling for human rights or any kind of rights, you know, people want to say are being denied to us. And you just said that. You just said something that applies because I was listening to Time for Awakening last night, and they were referring to, you know, African Americans as a nation within a nation. And, you know, we could debate about that. There's different definitions for nation. One of the definitions, you could say that because it talks about a common language, common experience, common geographical location. So in that respect, it's a nation within a nation. But for those that are isolationists, to think that you're going to make some moves without allies on the world stage. I mean, the Black Panther Party knew this. Malcolm X knew this. Dr. King came around to human rights and what have you. So I'm glad you said that. But getting back to China, okay, this article says, here's an excerpt. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said, fresh off a trip where he warned allies of China's predatory economics. I almost started busting out laughing. If I had been drinking some coffee, I probably would have spit it all over my computer screen. These the last people to be accusing somebody of some predatory economics. That's all, Dave.
And I didn't mean to laugh, but Sky, I was like you when you read that. I was like, what? And it's, and see, these are the mind games, and this is the head games that the U.S. plays with the citizenry here to make them seem like something that they're not. You're dealing with the most pervasive killer and destroyer and colonizer of the world, far greater than what the Nazi Party was ever able to do or capable of doing, because they are the Nazi Party. They've extended it. And this is exactly the truth. And the one article talks about, and it's, they're trying to make inroads into Chile, and Brazil is the real target, because Brazil is a part of what? BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And Brazil has a large deposit of money known as oil that they've discovered. And the resource is critical for them to control it. And one of the greatest resources that Brazil has is human resources. And that is going to be the wage of the wave of the future, where great prosperity is going to be brought to the government of Brazil because of its overall workforce capability. And those that control resources know that. And that's why that region of the world is so significant right now. And China's already there. And yeah, it is really, really, and it's not just China. It's they're making inroads in El Salvador. Scotty talked about that last week, where on Friday, was El Salvador is now acknowledging China as the mainland of Taiwan. So that's Central America. Then you have Venezuela that's being under economic attack by the United States, and they purposely, that's going to naturally draw them to who? The BRIC nations. Then there was Colombia. Remember when celebrity figurehead Donald Trump said that maybe we should invoke a coup or a military takeover of Venezuela? What did Colombia say? No. What does Colombia now know? That they can't be allies with the U.S. Colombia is one of the strong vestiges that the U.S. has in there, a.k.a. the cocaine trade, the coca leaves, going into chemical process to become a powder form. And so they even know that it's probably time for us to move on. And so all of these things are happening. The displacement is because the U.S. is losing allies, Mexico, Canada. When did you ever think that the U.S. would be in such a disagreement that has now turned into outright disgust, to where you really think Canada is really saying that, you know what, we don't have want anything to do with you, you are no longer an ally. Germany, France, the EU, all of these things are happening because this is some of the step-by-step methodical steps of the empire dying, is that nations without an ally dies. And that's what's happened here. And Scotty was so true about talking about that also within the community. You can't be an isolationist, or else you will go into extinction. When you isolate yourself, you go extinct. You know, it was just yesterday I heard a good word from in church that Pastor Keith Shepherds, is that one of the things was that it's very, very important for us that two is better than one. And it was so true. In order to be effective, is that you're going to have balance. Balance of relationships. And this is what's happening here. The U.S. has an imbalance of relationships and has always been that way. So now they will no longer exist. Very, very important. So definitely check out that article. And it is...
Quick question, Dave.
I think... Yeah, hold on 1 second. We got a caller in queue. What's going on? I believe it's my our brother. I thought I heard it real soon. I think it's Rob that was there. Yeah, Rob out of
Atlanta. Yeah,
what's up, Rob? Go ahead.
Hey, just a quick question. I might have prejudged, but isn't Brussels a city within a city as well?
I can't hear you.
Brussels is Brussels a city within a city as well?
A city state? No. A city state? No. Brussels is not a city state.
I don't know. I always had that assumption, but okay, that's all I wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, there's four city states in the world: Washington D.C., the Vatican, City of London, and BIS, Bank of International Settlements, that are global policy makers. China probably will establish a city state within Beijing once the International Monetary Fund puts their headquarters there. I think Keith wanted to say something. Let me mute myself so Keith can go ahead and say something.
I don't think Brussels is a city state, but where I think you might have gotten that from is, if I recall correctly, Brussels is where this the beast is seated. Are you familiar with the beast? And the beast is where all the financial system, as far as the
Eurozone
tracking, all the tracking and the code numbers. If you look at the RFID and all of that kind of stuff, is supposed to be running out of Brussels, Belgium. QR codes, all of that. A lot of people thought that when they start talking about thou shalt neither buy nor sell without the mark of the beast. If you look at a lot of those code numbers and stuff, and a lot of stuff that they're injecting to people and stuff that they think is going to do the tracking on this finance system, is coming out of Brussels, Belgium. That's probably where that came from. Yeah, Brussels, Belgium.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Belgium. That's what I thought it was. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. I'm glad
sure.
I cleared that up.
I thought it was in Belgium. I'm looking up. But that's where he probably got that from.
Thank you for that comment, Pastor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, thanks, Rob. Definitely keep in touch and please continue to add to the show. Always important. So, now we're going to get into today's show. Very, very important. It is. Here's something that's very, very important, and I want to get into this. And just before we went on air, I was talking about is Belgium. Brussels is in Belgium. Yeah, Brussels is in Belgium. Like I said, Brussels is in Belgium. I'm just playing. So, Belgium is critical because that's where SWIFT is. And I wouldn't be surprised if they turn on and establish their own city state. And, you know, you got to know Belgium's history and how with the Congo and just with the continent, how brutal they've always been in this into subjugation and enslavement. So, yeah, and I'm not surprised. And it's the overall devil's lair, or the den of the devil is seated in many different places. So, very important. But, you know, just before I was talking about something I said I wanted to come back to for today's show. Today's topic is part two, the 40-year wage gap can't be made up. It's been the perfect storm. And it continues to build. And one of the things I was talking about, getting out of debt. And let me just say this. And I want you to do some basic math. You always hear about how high interest rates are for your credit card, your student loans. You know, you hear them 16, 21%, okay? But the last time I checked, 21% is real high. 25% is real high. 26%, 30% is really high. But 96% is higher. Would you all not agree? Keith, would you agree that 96% interest rate is higher than 30% interest rate?
Yes.
See, you hear so much about people talking about how high interest rates are, and they fail to talk about the highest interest rate that they're not talking about. And that's 96%. I actually think it's 98.6 98.73%. 98.73% interest rate. Everybody would be saying, David, what are you talking about? It's the depreciation of the currency, the purchasing power. That's an interest rate. And it's at they admit 96%, but it's actually 98.73%, which really means that it's 100% interest rate. See, that's the interest. Whenever you hold cash, let me just tell y'all, if you got cash at home and you put it in your safe, that's an oxymoron. Because you put things in your safe, so what? It can't be stolen. But the purchasing power, just by you holding it, is being stolen. Now, should you have an emergency fund of cash and everything else? Sure, that's what you should use currency for. But see, my key words were savings. You can't save in cash and not be in debt. You're paying the highest interest rate of all of the interest rates combined. And this is the truth that the system doesn't want you to know. But regardless if you agree with it or not, because of the conditioning that we've been taught to be so docile, that if it doesn't come from CNN, Cerebrally Naive Network, or if it doesn't come from ABC, American Best Criminals, if it doesn't come from CBS, Criminals Best Station, if it's not coming from the mainstream NBC, Nothing But Criminals, if it's not coming from all of the overall propaganda machines, it ain't truth. That's because you're addicted to distortion and lies because you've been schooled. You have no real education, and I'm not criticizing you, but what I am saying is this: when you're going to think for yourself, you have to think for yourself. You have to ask questions for yourself. You should be a seeker of the truth instead of an upholder of lies, because if you uphold lies, you are upholding the propaganda of Satan himself. And it's not just in the economic things that these happen, but this is just what we talk about. There are many things that we have to battle against that. Because if you really think about it, everything that we've been schooled in has been a lie. It's all been about an objective of someone else for you to compromise your morality and compromise yourself for someone else's agenda. Yeah, you may think that you're profiting, but when you're dead broke, sometimes you don't even know that you're broke. But the truth of the matter, your health is broken. Your sovereignty and self-determination, your liberty does not exist. Pretty soon, you'll have to ask to breathe, and you'll think that that's freedom. Very important. 96% interest rate is what you are paying and what you are losing when you save in cash. And see, we think that how could that be? I don't see it. Yes, you do. You just don't recognize it because you haven't been educated. You've been schooled not to be able to detect it or to know it or to see its existence. Here's how that works. When cars go up in overall price, houses go up in price, food goes up in price, gas goes up in price, they're showing you that the item costs more. But what's really happened is that the dollar that you're losing is losing purchasing power. Milk is still milk. The cars are different because they put cheaper products and cheaper materials in it. Because why? They can't afford to put the good materials in it because the overall dollar depreciation would be even more. Look at the tariffs on steel right now. So imagine if you had a steel car. You know what mark my word, try to build a steel car, and guess what the manufacturer is going to charge you? They're going to say, you know how expensive that would be? You got to go to this paper car. You got to go to this plaster car. And we don't know these things because we don't think from things from an education standpoint. We think of things from a school thought process. And we've been schooled into fools. We've been schooled and fooled. 96% of the purchasing power is the interest rate. Whenever you save in cash, that you will not be able to escape. It will extract from you that and more, and you will not be able to keep up. Yes, some people have retired and they so-called, you know, live this and live that. But see, here's the real truth of that. If you have nothing to truly compare that to, it's kind of like Shamu or the offsprings of Shamu that have been born in captivity. They think that the overall sea world is their home. They think that their tank and their cage is their territory, is their home. Because they've never swam in the oceans and never gone through the overall migration path of their overall ancestors and their families. Those migration paths bring sustainability to the orca. But see, Shamu's offsprings have only known captivity, and the fish being thrown in their mouth is feeding time. Same thing with us. We compare ourselves from within the cage that we live in, not knowing what your talents and capabilities really could have benefited you in prosperity. I will say this. Until you move away from the schooling, you'll never have an inheritance to pass on to those that you have yet not named. The only inheritance that you'll have is that you will pass on the overall debt enslavement mentality and will leave them consumer goods. You can have my shoes. You can have my Jordans. You can have this. You can have that. But you won't have any money to pass along. And this is the overall trend. And it can be broken by you, by asking the right questions, by seeking truth. The truth won't hide itself from you. It's not afraid of you, because the truth doesn't need you and I. We both need the truth. So that 96% is the overall interest rate that you're paying when you save in cash. Other countries and other individuals and institutions, they know this. And so what do? They tell you that they're saving in cash and they're getting out of it. Because they can't get out of it if you're getting out of it as well. Because then there will be no seller of the cash or holder of the cash that they can push that to. They won't be able to push the overall economic enslavement to you if you don't accept it. Just think of everyone in the country required that they be, instead of that they require, be required to be paid a true wage, a true asset wage, that there would be a true barter, to where if you're an asset, you should only accept an asset. Why in the world would you accept something that doesn't economically and sustainably, through sustainability exists? See, the market and the economy never loses because it never has any risk. It pushes all of the risk to you. And it's not even risk, it's debasement. The market never loses because the overall economic house is rigged. They give nothing and receive everything. It costs them nothing to create a dollar bill. It costs them nothing to write a note. It costs them nothing to digitally put into existence a fictitious number cost them nothing at all. But let me ask you something. How hard does it work? How hard do you have to work to make ends meet? How hard do you have to work to get some consumer goods? How hard do you have to work to maintain your quality of life and standard of living? See, you're giving up everything, and the overall economy is taking everything that you're giving up. Because you're not accepting, and we're not accepting a barter, an asset for an asset. Imagine if that was the relationship. Do you know how prosperous you would be? You know how much inheritance you could live? You know what legacy that you can establish? And these are the misnomers that the overall economy teaches us. And I don't care who the overall economic economist is. It can be someone that's highly highly rated by the system. But I guarantee you, if they're on mainstream and they're very, very popular, they're popular for a reason, because they carry the overall debt mantra to enslave and trick you. They may not even know that they're doing it, but they know the deals, and they know the script that they was given to them, and they know that there's something wrong with the script. But what do? They compromise their morality to push it, and we buy it. I don't buy it. You shouldn't buy it. And there's a process to disconnect yourself from that. You don't just all of a sudden disconnect from everything. But it's a process, and it should be an asymmetrical, methodical process that you should be going through to disengage yourself and to divest yourself from that overall economic disenfranchisement and debasement. And it's actually from our own economic suicide. Critical that we do that. So in today's show, I just wanted to explain that when it comes to cash, they don't talk about the overall interest rate that's tied to that debt note. It's right there in front of you. They tell you everything before they do it. They tell you everything they're going to do to you before they do it. They have to. It's a sick agreement that they have. It's a sick ritual and practice that they have. And it's really spiritually based. So in today's show, we really need to jump into this. When we come back out of the commercial break, we're going to take a look at a couple of articles. We're going to take a look at the gold article. We're going to take a look again at some of the wage gap that can't be made up. You have to start saving in real assets. And we're going to take a look at what the EU is happening in the EU and what message the BIS was sending. And reading through the lines. Very important that we do that. But until then, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, especially if you've never called in before, and would love to hear from you. And even if you don't agree, and especially if you agree that overall cash is money, I would love to hear your side of it. I will be open mind to it, but you probably won't like my response to it, because I'm going to bring the truth. Doesn't matter how you defend a lie. You may be a truthful person, but truthful people have to know not to defend a lie.
You can be sincere, but sincerely wrong.
You can be, as Keith said, you can be sincere, but sincerely wrong. And sincerely against the truth. And so I will be cordial and polite, because that's just, I'm not a respecter of person. I respect people. We all have been taught a lot of the wrong things, and there's some things that, and I always want to learn from, and so I can always make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That should be the overall goal. I'm not into idol worship. I will not defend an institution just because I've been groomed to like them. I realize that everything can be wrong. The truth stands alone. We need to be there. So even if you think that, you know, cash is money, I would love to hear from you just to show you that it's not, because you're important. Until you know that, then what happens is that we will continue to actually move in this direction that actually subjugates and enslaves us. I want us all to be able to live within the truth and to prosper from that, because it's just that important. So give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And as I said, I'm always I will be very, very respectful and polite. I will not cut you off. Will allow you to say what it is that you need to say, and then I will politely tell you, if you think that cash is money, if you think that cash is money, I will just politely tell you that you're wrong, and just show you where it is that you are wrong. And I'm not saying that because it's very, very important that we do have a counter response to something. Because we can all learn something. There will be some things that I learned in that counter response that I need to know. There may be some truth that you will, reveal about some things. But one thing you won't be able, there will be no truth that you can reveal that cash is money. That's, can't do that. But I still would love to hear from you all. Or even you can hide and say that you heard it from somebody else. This is what they say. You can even take the adverse side of someone else and say what they say. And you may think that it has some credibility. And I definitely want to help you to say that, no, it's not credible at all. It's an absolute lie. So, all right. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Scotty, give me about 2 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
I think that if, you know, like America has ever run out of Vietnam and defeated, as they should be in Vietnam, then Black people over here will have to, you know, like, be in a position where they can defend themselves. Because I think that aggression that's being directed against the Vietnamese people will be turned inwardly against Black people in this country. See, America, in terms of where she goes and, you know, like, who she controls, her whole sphere of influence is diminishing. America is fighting on about 5 or 6 different fronts right now. Latin America, you know, like Africa, Middle East, and Vietnam, and here domestically. So I think that, you know, given the system and given that it operates off the military-industrial complex, which means that war is profitable, and that, you know, like General Steel, or USS Steel, must make steel for tanks to hire people, you know, to give people jobs so they can spend the money to buy other goods. The very fact that the system operates off that principle means that when the man comes back, when the man is run out of every country, then it will become necessary to wage war in his own country.
To abandon our commitment.
The Vietnam War ended Lyndon Johnson's political career, forcing him not to seek re-election.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people, with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, what's up, Roz? Give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And if you'd like to have any questions or comment, definitely jump in. I am very easy to speak with. I give you room to speak and express what it is. Just be mindful of time to make the point that you want to make. And definitely would love to hear from that. So we're going to jump into today's show. And it's part two. And I think it's very critical that we realize this perfect storm that has been brewing. And there's an article that I want to take a look at real quickly, because right now the overall repositioning of the world is happening. That repositioning is going to, the standard is going to be that there are going to be multilateral trade organizations and superpowers, but by first nullifying the superpower that's been around for the past 80 years, known as the United States. The empire has fallen and it's died. And that is going to directly affect you. It's going to bring in about the overall untied states of America. For some of you that have been listening to Tando Radio Show, you've heard me say that we're going to be moving into the untied states of America. States with assets will be leaving the Union. And then not only that, from when the U.S. loses the overall, the final military and economic war, then they will go into receiverships, and the overall, there will be plenty of jobs that will be here, but you won't be getting paid anything to do them. It'll actually be a war reparations that will be required to be paid, and the debt that the U.S. had accumulated will be required to be paid, and that is going to come in the overall confiscation of who? You, your energy. You have to protect yourself against that. I know that this sounds, you know, pretty far-fetched, but it's unfolding in every single way. And so it's here, and you just need to know that and then make the appropriate plans for that, because now by you planning, you put yourself in a position to seize on opportunities instead of being victimized, purely victimized by that. Okay? It's because we haven't known these things that we've been victimized into depopulation by World War I, World War II, and all of the confrontations. Those are overall confrontations to depopulate, to depopulate the overall human existence and to control it even further. This is why they established these rules. So one of the things that I want to highlight for today's show is that there's an article out of Bloomberg. Here it is. EU looks to sidestep U.S. sanctions. Let's stop right there. How can EU look to sidestep U.S. sanctions? Meaning that they are not going to do what? Comply against the U.S. sanctions. If you don't comply against U.S. sanctions, the U.S. attacks you with the payment system and plan. And yes, the U.S. will attack France and Germany. Have been already attacking Germany pretty extensively, and France as well, hence some of the acts of violence that's going on, the high profile acts of violence that have gone on in France. I can say as part of a operation, a counter or a clandestine operation. So, but let's go to it. And it's political sabotage. Yes. So here it is. Germany and France say they are working on financial solutions to sidestep. Basically, Germany and France are working on financial solutions to no longer be allies with the United States, is what that sidestep really means. And knowing that when they sidestep those things, that they won't be allies anymore, that they will be enemies. And they will be deemed a part of the overall axis of evil. You remember that? U.S. sanctions against countries such as Iran, including a possible role for central banks. Why is this important? You need to read that story of what BIS said about protectivism. The actual central bank policy is for this to happen. The actual central bank's policy is for the U.S. to go into demise and die. The discussion which also involves the U.K. as a signal that Europe powers are trying to get serious about demonstrating a greater level of independence from the United States, as celebrity figure Donald Trump pursues his American First agenda. American First agenda is basically going to be the new slogan for what? The Nazism. Remember Hitler? The Aryan nation what? First. See, it worked so well there, it's going to be repeat itself now when everybody's going to call this new. It's not new. It's just redressed. It's just revolutionized. It's just reenactment. Nothing new. So very, very important. So if you listen, if you see this, is the discussion which involved the UK. So the UK is going to be an enemy. They're not going to be an ally of the US. And guess what's on the border of the United States? The UK is known as Canada. Because wherever the UK go, Canada definitely got to go. Then they have, on the northern borders, they're going to have problems with Canada. On southern borders, they're going to have problems with Mexico.
Let me tell y'all, that wall that they keep talking about building is not for to keep them out. It's to keep you in. To keep you in under the overall tyranny that's going to unfold here as the empire dies, as all empires have died. What better way to get you all behind it and to pay for it and demand it than to get you to ask for it by hating someone else? It's worked so well in all communities. This is why one community lives in this area of town and other community. You know, there's a north and south of everything, and you know the north is generally where different segments of people live compared to the south. You know there's a Martin Luther King Boulevard in the South, in every community, in every city. Purposely done. It's not by a coincidence. It's all a conspiracy agenda. Same thing here. Being reenacted. So it says Germany and France said they are working with financial solutions to sidestep U.S. sanctions, also with the U.K. and Europe. Who is, what does that make up? That comprises of all of NATO. Oh, Belgium is going to go too. The only ally that the U.S. will have is what? Israel. It's the only one it will have. It goes on. With Germany, we are determined to work on an independent European or Franco-German financial tool. This came out today. Remember what I said two years ago? I told you wherever Germany goes, France has to go. And this is what they're saying. With Germany, we are determined to work into an independent European or Franco-German financial tool, which allows us to avoid being the collateral victims of the United States extraterritorial sanction. The French foreign minister said today during a meeting with the Associated AJEF, I want Europe to be a sovereign continent, not a vessel. That means having total independence, financial instruments that do not exist today. Excuse me, do not today exist. Meaning that they're going to make it exist. Trump's reimposed the sanctions after pulling out the U.S. After pulling the U.S. out the Iranian nuclear accord in May. Basically, despite opposition from who? NATO allies and China and Russia and Europe, European countries, companies, including Daimler AG and Total SA, have halted activities and backtracked investment plans to avoid U.S. punishment. But France and Germany and other European partners want business with the Islamic Republic to continue. What is happening? Do you see what the new allies are? It wasn't a coincidence that they put China and Russia in there. It wasn't a coincidence that they said, hey, we want to do business with Iran. Doing business with Iran and China and Russia now means what? You have to become what? An enemy of the United States. Let me give you the correlation to how it goes. Earlier in today's show, we talked about how they reenacted the Second Fleet. And if you go back and read what Woody said in Virginia and read why the Second Fleet was put into existence, it was put into existence because of new threats and the expansion of naval threats from an old adversary. They're talking about Russia, but they're not just talking about Russia anymore, y'all. They're talking about Russia and China and all their allies. Who's their allies now? Iran, the UK, Canada, Mexico. Mexico said they want to be part of BRICS. Do you see what's happening? All nations, when nations have no allies, they die. And they, what happened is that the rest of the economy cuts up and carves up, moves in and carves up all of their resources to disseminate the power to where they want it to go. That is going to include you. See, if I would have came on 2 years ago, and I knew this was coming, talked about the purge, many of you, Scotty can attest to it, many of the listeners that they've been listening for a while, can attest to. We talked about the purge, and the purge is going to be the global financial purge and also the overall purge of the United States. And it's going to be mimicking the overall Nazi movement within Germany. And one of the things that's very significant about that is that when those things happen, it actually severs the overall state or the corporation. Remember when World War II with Germany, I was talking with Keith, remember it was said it was separated into East and West Berlin. That same thing is going to happen here. There are selective states that are going to leave the overall United States because they got assets. They're going to say, wait a minute, you created this debt. I'm not going to pay for it. I'm leaving. Get my hat, get my coat, I'm out the door. And I'm taking all my assets with me. Texas will be one. California will be one. When they start talking about cutting and dividing, they're really talking about leaving the, that's the steps to leaving the United States. That's the overall secession plan. And those states without resources are going to do what? Try to fight to keep those with resources in the overall state because they can't make it without them. So those stories go together. But here's what's significant about it all. And it's all right there. And they include Turkey in this. See, Europe wants to do business. You ready? Here's what this article is really saying. Europe wants to do business with everybody except the United States. It wants to be friends with everybody except the United States. Europe wants to be an enemy of the United States, because the U.S. has made them the enemy. And this is all falling into place. Remember, if you read this, the Canadian Foreign Minister also spoke at the event. And she said that her nation shares the goals of the goals of preserving the multilateral world order. Tell you, the New World Order ain't new. It's been around. It's the same over again. They just cut out certain parts because hate has an expiration date. They have to have empires fall so that their overall control is never questioned or even seen. Their control is cloaked in deception, conflict, confusion. Lies. And this is significant. This is something that you need to know about and properly prepare yourself and your family for. Because if you don't prepare yourself for it, you will be victimized by this even further. There's no reason for you to be scared. You just need to get prepared. Because if you're prepared, if you're not prepared, the overall events are still going to happen because they are executing their free will just like you have a free will, and many people are using their free will not to get prepared while others are using their free will to invoke what you should be getting prepared on. Now, I'm going to tell you, they have a lot more influence and momentum than those that are deciding if they should get prepared or not. This is one thing you shouldn't be indecisive on. You really, you really don't need Tando Radio Show to bring you the reasons why you should be doing. You knew this at all times, but you just cut it off. You knew something was wrong. Just cut it off. And this is all going to play into some very significant things. There is a real wealth gap because of this, and I was talking about this on Friday. At any time, Keith, if you want to jump in, just let me know. There's a real wealth gap, and the wealth gap is between those that are being subjugated and enslaved and those that are actually pulling the overall levers of control to do that. And here's the real method or tools that's being used for that wealth gap. It's productivity, and I talked about this on Friday. It's productivity. We are being very productive in producing wealth, but there's a gap with that productivity actually benefiting us because we are producing something. See, you can't be in business unless you're producing something, and we are in business of producing wealth for the few at our expense. And that means that there's going to be a natural gap of wealth. There's going to be a natural disparity. There's going to be a natural disenfranchisement and enslavement that is going to happen economically. There's a wealth income gap because we are not gaining from what we are producing. Someone else is. And what they're giving us in return is nothing of value. It's all monopoly. It's all a game. They have you on the board trying to go around. If you look at a monopoly board, it's just a square. That's really a circle. You just keep going round and round and round and more, and you accumulate more pieces of paper, but you have no value of a darn thing. Take all of that piece of paper that you have and try to go acquire a real asset with it. They're going to say, we don't accept that. And it's the same thing with the Monopoly Board, was strategically put in place to what? To school and indoctrinate you to accepting it. Boardwalk is not money. It's a square on a cardboard board that ain't real estate. And it shows you chance. The whole game is your, it's, if you really look at it, it is the corporate roulette wheel. It don't spin, you spin going around it. That makes you dizzier than the roulette wheel spinning around. And we're so dizzy with this game because it's rigged and it's fixed. So we are producing things that are not getting any benefit of it. And if you can't really conceptualize this, but it's really deceiving and tricking you. And if you can't, if you can't really grasp this, you'll never ever be able to change it or change your response to it, change your energy to it, change your overall engagement and inclusion to it. And if you can, and if you can do it, then guess what? You can put yourself in a position to where the overall manipulation doesn't affect you. It will actually, in a way, you will actually be a part of that wealth transfer from it that you didn't create, but it has to stop with you because you are no longer playing Monopoly on the square round, going around and around and think that you're gaining something, some real estate. You notice about the Monopoly real estate? Those hotels are even fake. I remember when it, a while ago, and it hit me a long, long time ago, and it, but it didn't finally really grasp. Was playing Monopoly, and the baby said, "I got a hotel. Well, how come I can't stay there?" The baby said, "How come I can't stay at the hotel?" And I said, "Well, baby, because the hotel is fake. It's not real. It ain't real. It's imaginary. You got to be a fan of Monopoly. Basically, you got to be a fanatic. And do you see how we, oh my goodness, talk about reality TV? Reality TV ain't even real. It's a facade. It's all fake." And I was like, you know, children live closer to the truth. The baby is like, "Daddy, we stayed at a real hotel before. And you, I own the hotel. How come I can't check in? It's too small to check in." And it hit me that night. I said, "Oh my gosh, the babies is speaking truth out the mouths of babes." And then we indoctrinate. What do? We say, "No, baby, this is how this works." What are we doing? We're perpetuating a lie and telling our babies to accept it and live by it. And this disenfranchises them. And this is why it's so important that we understand this and get this, because we got to stop lying to our babies. And we got to get back, and we have to get back to really fortifying our seniors, our elders. In order for our elders to be wise, they have to be seasoned in truth. In order for wisdom to perpetuate itself and to actually project its overall benefit, it has to be seasoned in truth. Our elders aren't seasoned in truth, so there is very few wise among us. And we're seeking counsel from the unwise. And in turn, when it comes to monetary affairs, we're seeking counsel from the unwise and the ungodly, because you can't be godly and deal in the money changers. You're turning this into a den of thieves. So this overall wealth gap can't be ignored, because it's actually being hidden through productivity, meaning you're giving your energy for nothing in return. You're getting monopoly money, and it's not ever going to get you any real assets unless you know how to do it. You have to convert it into something. But even then, it's going to convert into something that is going to give you a measure of individual protection. But until we get off this monopoly board and start dealing with an exchange of an asset for an asset, then we'll never have generational legacy of wealth and prosperity that we can actually not even give as an inheritance, that we can teach as a way and culture of life and sustainability. Then, y'all, money does grow on trees, because money never stopped growing on trees. We stop acknowledging the money that was there. We want the monopoly. We want to spin our heads and go around in circles on the board and not go nowhere. We want to take chance to get out of jail free. We want free parking. And you're paying taxes on every space that you there on that board. 96% interest rate. So this is how we're being disenfranchised, and this is how the economy is exploiting us. This is how they're gaining and we're losing ground. This is how our prosperity has been lost. This is how we continue to wander in the overall desolate desert of economic death. I don't know if y'all realize, but we never really walked out of enslavement. It's just been revolutionized. It's just been repackaged. It's always been about the economy, stupid. It's the economy, stupid. They tell you everything. And until we have a real measure of transfer and an exchange, a sincere, honest, truthful exchange of an asset for an asset, then we'll never, ever, ever have any friends among us. We'll always have adversaries, because we are always competing. We compete within our labor. Ecclesiastes 4:12. We're competing. It's the competition. Because we don't know what money is anymore. We look for wages, but we don't expect productivity growth from our asset of ourselves. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everybody, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And see what's happening since the at some point in some time. See, the productivity and income were kind of going together at some point in time, but that was the trick. See, they don't allow that to happen for too long. What they do is they do ebb and flows of things. After this next major economic crisis, where they'll redefine the overall economic land states of empires. There'll be a new beacon of freedom, and it'll come out of the East. Then that will die. Then it will come out of the continent of Africa. Then that one will look that they will just keep reintroducing the same thing. And they'll say it's the new world order, and nothing else will change. This is why your votes never get you anywhere closer to prosperity. This is why your engagement in the economic system never gets you any traction. You know, since the productivity really started to separate itself from what was actually being paid as far as wages to people around the 70s and 60s. And then there was a divergence that really, really took off. Boom. Right around 1971. When Nixon closed the gold window, proclaiming the United States as broke and in debt default. So you couldn't exchange with your labor that you were paid in for real money for gold, for demand upon the bearer of the overall currency. Meaning with some of the certificates of the past, it would be the demand would be bared upon production. So you would produce it, and then that overall producing of that paper contract meant that you were demanding to be paid in gold coin upon demand, meaning you produce it, they were supposed to give you gold upon the demand of receiving that certificate. They did that for a little bit, but then they realized we can't do this for long, because then we're gonna be putting out wealth and productivity to other folks. So they got rid of that, and it's a slow, methodical way that they got rid of it. And that overall income gap and productivity exploded, and it continues to grow. And that overall movement is huge between the two. And what does it build up? It builds up anger. It builds up stress, because people are fighting for the crumbs, and even the crumbs are empty. And this is how we'll start to blame each other for this and for that, not even realize that every single one of you are subject to the same productivity and income gap, where they're gaining and you're losing everything, but they're telling you you need to hate this person and it'll be a better day for you tomorrow. And guess what? Hate is a very easy thing to grasp onto when you've been taught to do it from day one from schools. In the foul cultures within the global communities that have arisen through ideology, and nationalism. And what they like to do is they like that to actually ferment for a very long time, to build up the pressure, and then they create the overall engine that will turn it into chaos and let it explode. And then they'll come in with the solution that you'll be begging the ones that created the overall system of subjugation and demise. Everyone will be begging, we got to go back them to fix it. They were the ones that created it. It's not broken, it's working fine. And there's always a falsehood that goes with this whole thing. And I think it's important that you know it and that you engage with it accordingly. Because it's definitely being set forth. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And I want to me give you some other examples of this. In that article that's there, some things else that you should be looking at. There was another article from Sputnik News. And it says that gold-backed ruble could become a game changer for world monetary system, one scholar says. While the United States continues to ramp up sanctions against Russia, Moscow keeps building up its gold reserves. Let me just stop there real quick, and let me give that to how it should be read so that you get it. While the Corporation of the United States continues to ramp up sanctions against you, because do you realize that its currency is a sanction against you? And keeps built in Moscow, Russia, and Moscow keeps building up its gold reserves. How many of you are building up your asset reserves, your money reserves? Money is not just silver and gold, but is one of the most perfect forms of silver of money. But you should be, everything you should be exchanging your slave wages for real assets. Just because you're paid as a slave doesn't mean you have to save as one. Moscow keeps building up its gold reserves. Are you? This is just me. I interjected that. That's not what the article said. Which has already quadrupled since 2008 and currently amounts to nearly 2,000 metric tons. Here's what's significant. When China announces how much gold it has, that will be a global change that the rest of the world, that you will be able to see. I don't know why. I don't know why. Keith, I don't know why. Some of the questions that I get is that when will we see it? You know, people always say, when will we see it? When will it be apparent? I said, nothing will ever be apparent when you're blind. How you don't see it now? But then, if you wait to see it, it'll be too late for you to do anything about it. So ignorance, I guess it is bliss. You know, but when China announces how much gold they have, and other countries start announcing, this is a big thing once there's an official announcement of how much gold a country has. And the countries are going to start announcing how much gold that they have. And once that starts to happen, that's going to be a significant thing for you. The significant thing for you means that you won't be able to acquire, more importantly, silver nor gold, because it will be completely out of reach, because your overall currency will lose such purchasing power that you won't be able to acquire that overall transfer into savings. Because once they start saying how much they have, that is going to make everyone drop their dollars and want what? Gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and rhodium, particularly silver more than anything else. And when they do that, it will not be something that you'll be able to obtain. Article goes on. While the United States commencing on the recent reports about Russia's increasing gold reserve, the Honorable Professor of Economics at the University of Bayreuth and co-founder of the Alternative Investment Fund told Sputnik News that holding gold is certainly a smart route to take for countries that seek a hedge against the demise of the U.S. dollar or want to decrease its dependency on U.S. currency. Why would you want to decrease your dependency on U.S. currency? Oh, because the taxes are going to go to 98%, 99%, and 100%. If Russia decides to back the ruble with gold, it could be a truly powerful game changer for the world monetary system, he declared. Noting, however, that in the current situation, he cannot see the United States dollar status as the world's leading currency being challenged by anything other than an unbacked paper currency in the near future. Hear what he said. Noting, however, that in the current situation, he cannot see the U.S. dollar status as the world leading currency being challenged by any other unbacked currency in the paper currency in the future. The world's financial system is de facto dollarized. There is still great demand for the greenback's motivation. Motivated by financial and transactional purpose. I am even inclined to think that in a true financial crisis, the U.S. dollar will be the last man standing in the universe of unbacked paper currency, explained. Here's why that will happen. And what's being said is this, unbacked. Here's the thing. Yes, the U.S. dollar will be the preferred currency of all the unbacked ones until there's a backed one. Once one is backed by something, not one country in the world will want to have anything to do with that. And that will have a trickle-down effect to everyone here. There was roughly I would say to you, I want to show you something that you should be looking at. I want you to look at the M2 money supply. If you can, go to the U.S. debt clock. And I'll post it inside of Tando. Something that you need to see. Something very, very critical that you need to see. The M2 money supply is up 192%. I was giving a class over the weekend and I noticed this. M2 money supply is up 192 cents to $14 trillion. What does that mean? That means that when the overall back currency of the world, which is going to be gold and silver back, is announced. That overall money supply of 14, the M2 money supply is going to come back to the United States in gobs of a number of $14 trillion if it happened right now. That's more than what the U.S. has right now here. There's more than what the U.S. has here, because the monetary base supply is only $3.5 trillion, meaning that there's more outside of the United States than there is in the United States. And if you don't think that you're able to make a living wage right now with just the $3.6 trillion that's here, what you gonna do when 14 come in? You're going to need a wheelbarrow to buy a Snickers bar. And your overall wage, your productivity and your wage gap will not decrease. It will be even further displacement. See, numbers don't lie. It's just the person that puts the data in that lies. And it is you have to think about why would there be more cash held outside of the United States than inside of the United States? Well, because
we're in debt.
And here's a critical thing. It was known as the petrodollar. So for any country to buy oil, they had to have what? The U.S. dollar to buy it. How much oil do they need to run their economy? A whole lot. It was also the reserve currency status of the world, meaning all trade of everything had to be what? Settled in U.S. So what did countries have to have? A large amount of what? U.S. treasuries, U.S. debt. When they don't need that anymore because now there's a gold back one, what are they going to do? Send it home. Return the sender. And oh boy. So it's very important. In this article, it says that right now it will probably be the unbacked, the universal unbacked paper currency. But there's going to be something else that happens. Here's, let's read it more and then I'll give you my commentary. Russia actively seeks to get rid of dependency on the U.S. dollar by purchasing gold and silver. They didn't say silver, but I'm telling you they are. And selling the bulk of Moscow-owned U.S. Treasury bonds, known as cash. According to political advisors, the author Rick James Richards cited by the newspaper, the Russian government pursues a strategical plan aimed at protecting the country from dollar sanctions. Because, see, you can't sanction a country that don't use your currency. Because they're not using your payment system nor your overall tools of payment. They are doing what? They're exchanging goods for goods, an asset for an asset. Do they care that you put them on sanctions? No, because they're not on your monopoly board no more. By building up Russian gold reserves, June 2018 figures from the Russian Central Bank also showed that the country gold reserves have risen by nearly 200 metric tons, quadrupling since 2018. Coming June of 2018 figures from the Russian Central Bank also showed the country's gold reserves have risen to nearly 2,000 metric tons, quadrupling since 2008. And coming to constitute over 17% of the country's total foreign reserves. 17%. How many percentages of your overall holdings is in real money? Russia is moving at a neck break speed to realize that we need to get money. But I'm going to tell you something. These figures are probably wrong. If they say they have 2,000 metric tons, they probably have 6 or 7. It's probably their overall is moved from 17% to around 65%. Russia's gold reserve rose by 106 tons of gold in the first 6 months of 2018 to a total of 1,944 metric tons. With Moscow offloading some 77 billion worth of U.S. Treasury bills and bonds, and note that the same period, thereby dropping out of the top 33 major holders of U.S. securities. It dropped out, and if they dropping out, guess what? Do you think somebody's going to want to pick up what they are trashing? They say that one man's junk is another man's treasure. That ain't so true. This type of junk is junk all the way around. Now, it may be some treasure for you to use the paper for some other ways for its real intrinsic value. Like they do in Venezuela, they use it as overall wallpaper in different places. So when these countries start backing, soon as the first country, and I believe the first country to back their overall currency would go, is going to be a small country, is going to be another country, but do not be fooled. It's probably going to be a major asset country like Iran, like China, like India, like Brazil, like Russia, because they're not going to want to give up their assets anymore for monopoly. They're only going to want to give their exchange their asset for productivity. They want to be paid a king's wage. A king's wage and a queen's wage is gold. A lady's and a gentleman's wage is silver. A slave's wage is debt. They're going to require so that they can grossly engorge themselves in wealth. You need to be doing the same. So listen, everyone, before we get out of here, Keith, did you want to comment on some things before we get out of here? I mean, Keith just shook his head, said, I'm good. I got it. These things are right here before us. And you should really protect yourself against it because it's not going back. And I would want to just reemphasize, a country with no allies is dead. And that's what we really do have here. And the system knows this and it uses it to its advantage. Don't allow this to exploit you. So we're getting ready to get out of here. I just want to say thank you to everyone that's listening today, and make sure that you but before we go, real quick, I want to read something. Oops, let me get back into it. And Keith, you want to? Okay, let me get. Well, here we go. This is from Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 through 12. I would definitely say that you should read this because this is really. And we heard this message yesterday with Keith at service, and it was pretty telling for what we're talking about today. Here's Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9, and go through 12. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For what? Their work. Two are better than one. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. So if something happens to one, someone else can lift someone else up. That's all right. Together we can get through this. Because we maximize our overall energy that we've put into, and we've got something out in exchange. We got an asset for our asset. See, the great creator always talks about what assets. You being an asset and you expecting an asset in return for what you do. Don't let anybody change that money from you, because if you do, you will be displaced. And it will be a demonic ritual following that you'll fall into. But woe to him who is alone. When he falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. What is the rest of the world doing against the overall cold shoulder that the U.S. is trying to give everybody? They're keeping warm because they're doing it together. Guess who's going to be left out in the cold? It's going to be anybody that doesn't align itself properly and correctly with real money. Because money is a living entity. I always love to be around the living entity of silver, because its overall intrinsic value is sustaining life. It'll keep you warm. Keep you warm. My man Roz knows what I'm talking about when I said that. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though a man might prevail against one who is alone, meaning... See, the U.S. can prevail against attacking Syria by itself, attacking Turkey by itself, attacking Venezuela by itself. But what if Turkey, Venezuela, and Syria have allies? What if Germany has allies? What if U.K. has allies? What allies does the U.S. have? None. And that also means that when they attack the U.S., it won't be able to prevail. It has no one to come to his aid. The scripture goes on. although a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. Move this over. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. See, I would say this. A threefold agreement of countries is very difficult to unravel. In these nations, you have France, Germany, and the UK, and in Europe, all together. That is a five cord, right? It's a five cord that have come together. They can't break it. The U.S. is going to try to break that accord because they want to break the Iranian accord. But by breaking the Iranian accord, why they wanted to break the Iranian accord? Because it breaks Germany's back. And Germany knew this. And Germany says, no, we're going to align with them all. Can't break it. So, just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. And it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Much love, much respect. Great Creator Willem will be back tomorrow. And Keith will have a whole lot more to say then. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to